Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio today is Christina Iodice, who is the Public Information Officer for El Paso County Department of Human Services. We're here today to talk about a program called LEAP, which is the Low Income Energy Assistance Program. And Christina, welcome to the Business Connection studio. Tell me about LEAP.
So LEAP is so that individuals, single parent families, seniors, and families with children who fall within the low income guidelines can get assistance paying for heating their home during the cold winter months. Because this time of year with low temperatures, utility costs can go much higher than some families can handle.
So we could be dealing with people on fixed incomes, people on Social Security benefits, different kinds of things where their incomes are finite, limited, and cold winter months is an expense, obviously, that you say goes up. And sometimes you got to get help. Sometimes it gets desperate and somebody's heat is about to be turned off. We're going to address that more specifically a little bit later. But in general, you've really, as a department, been able to talk about LEAP for the last 5 years, sort of at a mass communication scale. Before that, it's been other forms of communication. And even before that, it's a program that's been around for a while, but may have been under different names. So here we are, Low Income Energy Assistance Program. Let's talk about, let's refresh on who's eligible again. Are seniors included, senior citizens?
Seniors, single parent families, families with children, individuals, pretty much anyone who falls into the low income guidelines, which would be they cannot surpass 165% of the federal poverty index. So that's about $3,400 for a family of four.
And that would be a monthly income?
Correct.
So no more than $3,400 for that family of four. If you're making less than that, then you certainly qualify to be in the LEAP program. So let's take that family of four. Let's take that income. And their average utility bill, it goes up, like you say, in the colder months. What is their experience going to be like when they contact LEAP and ask for help? And how much money comes to help them?
Well, the amount of assistance is calculated based on a number of factors, including the primary heating cost of a home, whether it's propane, gas, or electric. And the amount of funding depends on how many applications are received, as well as the details in those applications. So the highest benefits go to those with the highest primary heating fuel costs.
Okay. So that suggests to me that the pool of money for this every year is also limited.
It is. To my knowledge, they've never run out of money. Of course, that has a lot to do with, we know a lot of people qualify for the program, but not necessarily are applying for it. They either don't know about it or they decide as a family not to pursue that extra assistance. So just to give you an idea, last year the state received over 80,000 applications for LEAP, and 65,000 of those applicants did receive some kind of funding assistance.
Which represents probably an enormous amount of money that goes out to help these folks. Christina, it sounds like that represents a significant amount of funding. And generally, where does the funding source?
So LEAP is a federally funded state program. So the money comes from the federal government through the state, and then the state operates a program. They provide funding for marketing and outreach, but as well as processing for the applications.
All right. So a family of four, again, under $3,400 a month, is qualified to apply for LEAP assistance, and that could represent a significant number of people. But you commented earlier, before we came on air this morning, that you don't often see as many people in the LEAP program as you believe are qualified. How do you account for that?
You know, families decide, you know, whether or not they want to apply. We don't make people apply for a little bit of extra help this time of year. But we know from the number of families and individuals who qualify for food assistance and our other economic assistance programs that a lot of people would probably qualify for some kind of assistance under LEAP, and they just don't apply. And maybe that's because it's a separate application process. It's something that has to be done very specifically. Applications are only accepted during the period of the program, which is November through April. And they're only good for that period.
Okay. So those kind of cool months, as we've discussed. So you're trying to make this easier. The Department of Human Services is trying to make this easier, not only for people to understand that they're qualified, but that the application process itself is even easier. Whereas in the past, you had to do a paper application and you had to do this by mail. That is no longer the case. What has changed and what's made this better and easier?
So what's really exciting is that this year is the first time that there is an online application process available to folks. And that makes it easier for everyone, be it individuals or families, to take advantage of the LEAP program. And it's also aligned with the Colorado PEAK website, which makes it eligible for eligible families to seek other resources as well that they might qualify for.
Okay, so if I am an elderly person, if I am a single mom, and we know basically what it takes to be a family of four and what you need to qualify, how do I, can I go to a website? Who do I talk to if I want to know whether I'm qualified first? And should I do that before I submit an application? Or if I think I'm qualified, should I submit an application?
Well, the applications are processed more quickly if they have all the information available. So if you want to check whether or not a family or a person would qualify, you can always go to the Colorado PEAK website, or you can also call the hotline for LEAP, which is 1-866-432-8435. That's also HEAT Help, 1-866-HEAT-HELP. And they can answer your questions and kind of help you along the process to see if it's worth your time and effort to apply for the assistance.
Okay. So again, it much, much easier to do it online. And the easiest way we can think of to get you to that website to look at the qualifications and see if you need to apply is just Google, right? Google Colorado LEAP, L-E-A-P, Colorado LEAP on Google. It'll take you right to the state's website. And you can kind of take a look around there and you can get a sense for whether you should or should not apply. Is there a concern about stigmatization if somebody reaches out and asks for help? Could that be part of the reason why people choose not to get into the system?
It could be. I mean, it's a hard choice for anyone to ask for help, of course. But we want families to be safe. We want them to be comfortable, especially if there's elderly or young children in the home, because those are the folks that are most susceptible to the cold.
So a couple of FAQs here I think that might be valuable. First of all, how long does it take to process the application once I have applied?
So the application process can move very quickly if the application is complete. Now, if there are elements of the application that are not filled out properly or documentation that is not included or other appropriate documents that are not included, then that will delay an application. However, if it's an emergency, it is possible to streamline the application process and get help to a family within 10 days.
All right. If I am facing the shutting off of my utilities, best way for me to get into the system, of course, is to go to the website by Googling Colorado LEAP or calling the hotline, 1-866-432-8435. So what does happen if I reach out to you and I say, I'm in real trouble here, I'm going to lose my heat tomorrow? Do I need to keep paying my bill while the application is being processed, or how do I do that? How do I get through these next few days? I'm scared, and my family's going to get cold.
Well, if you're in those desperate straits, then I would definitely call the hotline. Start the application process as quickly as possible. Tell them what the situation is. During the application process, you are supposed to continue to help pay your bill, because most of the time, LEAP is not going to pay your entire heating bill, but it will help.
That's key then. So you are still making some kind of a contribution. This does not pay the entire bill, but it helps defray a good portion of it. Again, means tested, depending on where you are income-wise and what your situation is. Again, that hotline is 1-866-432-8435. We urge all of you to spread the word about the LEAP program, 866-432-8435, or Google Colorado LEAP. And you'll get right to the website where you can get a sense for exactly what you need for your application before you circle back and actually get that application going. If you are in dire straits, of course, make that phone call, 866-432-8435. Christina Iadice, Public Information Officer for the El Paso County Department of Human Services, we can't thank you enough for all of you do to support those of us who are having trouble keeping our homes and our families warm at this time of year.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. We'll be back next week, Sunday morning at 7. In the meantime, catch Business Connection by podcast 24/7 free on demand at KRDO.com. Hit the radio tab and select podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.